Kedurshus, Dr. Aaron Mandel, and Rishus Rabbi Tursky, Parksin the Chvadachsanya, thank you for asking me to say a few words, and for inspiring me and all of us to participate in this incredible program, the one we call out. It's now in its 26th year, and it's remarkable how people are. The priority is to spend their vacation time learning Torah instead of using it for other forms of recreation. It's a true privilege to be part of it and to witness your success. And Hashem should give you tremendous bracha and atzlacha to continue in all of your endeavors and programs, to be marbe kvod shemayim, and to have a lot of nachas, you and your family, and your children, and your extended family. And the whole Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
We are coming away from Parshas Vayechi, and I think this is a very simple message in Parshas Vayechi, which really says it all. Yaakov Avinu, he calls forth Yosef to bless his grandchildren, Ephraim and Menashe. Chazal tell us that Ephraim and Menashe were very different. Ephraim spent most of his day learning Torah by Yaakov Avinu. Ephraim was the grandson, they're both grandchildren of Yaakov Avinu, and Chazal tell us that when Yosef was informed that Yaakov was ill, hinei avicha chole, by his son Ephraim. Why Ephraim? Because Ephraim spent his day learning with the grandfather, with Yaakov. When Yaakov was not feeling well, something was wrong, Ephraim went to Yosef to tell him there's something wrong. Menashe, on the other hand, Chazal tell us, he was involved in Egypt, in running the country. He was an assistant to Yosef back in Parshas Miketz, Vayigash. Every time we find mention of, there was an ish, Vayoveh ho ish. The ish is always, according to Chazal, Menashe, the other son of Yosef HaTzadik. Two different types of children, both Tzadik and both great in their own right, but each one had a different role. Menashe was involved with the country, was involved in Askonus, was involved in Parnosa, whereas Ephraim was involved in Torah, as we would say, the Yisachar Zebulun relationship. And now when Yaakov Avinu brought his two children to Yosef, when Yosef brought his two children to Yaakov for a bracha, Yosef positioned Menashe, the Mishneh Lemelech, the assistant of Yosef, on the right side, on the more distinguished, the more Bakovadika side, and Ephraim was put on the left. And Yaakov Avinu taught Yosef, he gave him Musa. Sikel les yoda, vayishlach Yaakov es yiminei vayoshes al roish Ephraim. And his left hand he put on the head of Menashe. Sikel les yoda ki Menashe habucha. Chazal explained, I heard this and read this from my friend says, we know that during the Ben HaMetzarim, Chazal tell us that al mo of the ha'aretz, Sheloi Berchoi Batoira Tchila. This question was asked by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the Nevi'im, all of the Talmidei Chacham and Nevi'im were asked to provide an answer. Why? Why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy Eretz Yisrael, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? And no one knew the answer. No one, not the Nevi'im, not the Talmidei Chachamim, not the Shamayim, not the Oretz, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to provide the answer, Sheloi Berchoi Batoira Tchila. And there are many interpretations as to what this means. But my friend says, he says it's not his own body, he says he heard over, that it's all rooted in this pasuk of Yaakov Avinu, Yosef, Sikel Es Yadav, because this was the mistake of Yosef. And this was the Musar that Yaakov Avinu is passing on for all of us, for all generations, that it's true, we need a Zvulun. There are people who are responsible for the Gashmias and responsible for our existence. And in the Torah, indeed, we find Zvulun always comes before, at least in the Birchas of Yaakov Avinu and the Birchas of Moshe Rabbeinu and Zayis HaBracha, Zvulun comes before Yisachar, but yet the priority has to be Ephraim. The bracha that goes to Ephraim comes first because Ephraim represents the koyach of Torah. Olam here is very busy. They have activities, they have businesses. They're involved in many, many things. Yet to take the 1 week that you have at the end of the year, at the end of the secular year, and to devote it for learning Torah, the entire day of Torah of Shiurim, is a true fulfillment of Sikel Es Yonah. People who have shown that they understand the Musa, the message of Yaakov Avinu, that what comes first, the priority is the priority of Torah. It's very significant that this year is the 26th year. Making a beautiful Pesudas Preda right before the beginning of Parashat Shemos. In Parashat Shemos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recruits Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe asks him the question, if I go to Klal Yisrael as your agent, as your ambassador, they're going to ask me a question. Mashemoi, what is his name? And Hashem says to him, my name is Eken Asher Eken. Rashi explains, the first book explains that what Hashem was really telling him, that my name is Yudke Vovke. Yudke Vovke really is the combination of Hoya Hoive V'yiyah. I am with you now, I will be with you in the future, I was with you in the past. Yudke Vovke. Yudke Vovke is Gematria of 26. This year is the 26th year of the Kollel. Yisrael v'oiraisa v'kutsha brichu chavu. Klal Yisrael. Over here we have representatives of the entire Klal Yisrael. Torah, the topic, the focus of the last week. V'akadosh Baruch Hu chavu. 26 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yudke Vavke is here. 26 years is a very significant amount of time. A program to continue. And it's a sign from above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachas, has simcha, a chut hamishulish. The chut hamishulish cannot be stronger. Yisrael v'yoraisa v'kutshabichu chavu 26 years. And I think Chazal Rashi in this pasuk tells us zeshini le'olam. When it comes to Yudke Vavke, it's very unique in that we don't pronounce it the way it is spelled. It is spelled Yudke Vavke, which is the Gematria of 26. But the pronunciation is Adinus, Aleph Dalit, then there's a Nun and a Yud. And Chazal tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. And there are many other meanings of what that means. What exactly is the hidden nature? What's the significance of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the way it is pronounced, is not the way it's spelled? What is the hidden meaning of this idea? But from what we're experiencing today, I think there is one something very similar we can appreciate, is we don't really appreciate how much of an impact this program, this learning does for us throughout the entire year. It may seem simply we come over here for 8 days, we come, there's shiurim, wonderful shiurim, brilliant shiurim, and we have friends, chaverim, chavrusas, but there's something hidden we take with us, a koyach that guides us, inspires us, propels us throughout the entire year. It's only this ability to take something which is hidden is only found in the davar of ruchni, something that is spiritual, that is captured in the koyach of Torah and the koyach of chaverim, and the koyach of something like this that Dr. Mandel has brought together for us in such a beautiful way. Before I forget, I just want to thank Mrs. Mandel, the Mandel family, for this beautiful. To conclude, one last thought. Yesterday was Chazak, Shabbos Chazak, 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 v'nis Chazik. We're leaving here together. This time, it's a time to be mechazik. I saw in a Chassidish Sefer that Parshas Vayechi is different than the other four chumashim. At the end of the other four chumashim, we say Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazik, and we all go to Shul knowing that this is the Shabbos Chazak. But Parshas Vayechi is not Shabbos Chazak. It's Shabbos Chizuk, not Chazak. Why is it called Shabbos Chizuk and not Shabbos Chazak? Because yesterday in Parshas Vayechi, three times do we make mention of the concept of Chizuk. First time is obviously when we say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. V'nis Chazek is Chizuk. Chazak, Chazak is also Chizuk. The second time is in the middle of the Parsha when Yaakov was told that Yosef was coming, and the pasuk says, "Vayischazek Yisrael, vayeshev al hamita." The third mention of chizuk is in the Haftarah, when David instructs his Shlomo, the time has come, I'm about to leave this world, you will take my place. V'chozakta v'hayisolu ish. Strengthen yourself and be strong. Three expressions of chizuk in the parsha. Yaakov v'yischazek yisrael aveshev alamita v'chozakta v'hayisolu ish. Chazak chazak v'nischazek. What is the significance of a triple form of chizuk? I think we just answered the question with Yudke Vavke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, 26 years. 26 years, name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudke Vavke, which represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us in the past, he will be with us in the future, and he is present today. Three different types of chizuk represent three different tkufas. When Yaakov Avinu was mechazek himself, Rashi makes it very clear, he wasn't even mechazek himself, midin, his son. For a son, even though it was Yosef, and Yosef was his child, and a parent generally does not stand up for a child. Rashi says he was being giving kavod and strengthening himself for Yosef because Yosef was a melech, and there's an obligation for a person to give chizuk, to give kavod l'malchus. Tala the idna sagidle, he's giving mechazik himself for the malchus. The malchus is generally your superiors. Malchus is someone who comes before you. This represents the people who have laid the foundation for you. And in this respect as well, Yaakov Avinu only had Parnassa because someone had laid the foundation for him before. Those who have come and set the road, who have laid the path before you. In the Haftarah, we have a father giving chizuk to a son. Vayhi Yimei David, Kar of David's days were coming to an end. David instructed Shlomo v'chazaka v'yisol ish. There's an obligation for a person to mechazek his the next generation. And when we say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, that's a chizik for ourselves. That's the present. So in Psalm, al derech drush, you can really say that these three types of chizik represent the idea that a person has to be mechazek his superiors, the people that came before him. You have to be mechazek the people that come after you, the next generation. And you have to be mechazek yourself. Three different types of chizik. And the only thing in this world that captures all three together is HaKadosh Baruch. The Shem Hashem, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is, in essence, the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is not a Hebrew word. The Farshim tells us Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is an Aramaic word, which is a contraction of the past, the present, and the future. It's one through four letters, which represent all three different time frames, because only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there a koyach to understand the past, the future, and the present all wrapped up in one. And if a person wants to attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Torah, and then you can have a sense of hoya hoya v'yil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this week's parasha, Parasha Vayechi, last week's parasha, we have three types of chizuk: the past, the present, the future. And we only can come to that chizuk through the koyach of Torah, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what, Baruch Hashem, this program is all about, what Dr. Mandel has presented for us, has prepared for us, and we should leave with the machshava, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek.